take care of you from here. Hi, Ben.
Yeah, hello. Thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Patrick?
Speaking.
Great, Patrick. My name's Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
What is the name of the company?
Local Splash.
Local?
Local, like a local newspaper. Splash, like
okay.
A splash of water. Local Splash.
Okay.
Yes, sir. We've been in business 20 years. We're on the first page of Google, and we're a Google Premier partner. So you're in good hands with
okay.
us.
Okay.
Okay. Now, your company, so it's Mayan Contracting, Lily's Cleaning and Painting. Is that accurate or no?
Yeah, Lily's Cleaning and Painting, yes.
Okay, Lily's Cleaning and Painting. Okay, got it. So give me 1 second here.
Yeah, Mayan Contracting, but that's not the same name, though. That's not the same name. They're, like, my company is separate from that one, but the secondary is Lily's Cleaning and Painting, right?
Okay. So Lily's Cleaning and Painting, that's the company you want to promote currently. Is that accurate?
Like I said, yeah, that's fine to promote, yes.
Okay. And right now online, so I see you have an Angie lead listing, and there's an Angie ad listing as well. Is that correct or no?
Yeah, Angie ad. Yeah, we have an Angie ad listing, yes.
Angie ad listing. Okay. Have you considered first page placement on Google before? Do you already know how this all works?
Well, I think I did it when I first started my company.
Okay, for the Mayan Contracting, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because I didn't see anything for the other companies. Let me do a search real quick for Mayan Contracting. Give me 1 second. Okay. So I see you have a Google page, no website for that company, though. You're on MapQuest, Facebook, BBB. So you definitely have a lot more directories for the other business.
Right.
How were your results? Did you have first page placement on Google in the past? Or?
I mean, I just had a lot of people. I had, like, a lot of word of mouth, and now people are calling me from online now.
Okay. Got it. For the Mayan Contracting, right?
Right, the Mayan Contracting
okay.
part, yeah. Cause not,
okay.
Like, it's after 8 years, like, you know, people, like, you know, they see it online now.
Got you. So I'm assuming the goal is to kind of boost the Lily's Cleaning and Painting up to where Mayan's at right now, right? That's kind of the goal?
Yeah.
Okay. So first thing I'm going to do, I'll go over our rates with you so you know how those work. And then I'll let you know everything included along with the timeline. That way you know what to expect and when to expect it. Does that sound good?
Yes, okay.
All right. So our rates here, we make them month-to-month, no contracts. Also, mm-hmm. it's going to be a set flat rate. That rate will be at $299 a month.
Yes, I mean, can you get down a little lower than that?
That's the best possible rate I could get you into for our platinum package. That includes social media ads, which I highly recommend.
So $299 a month, okay. And how is that paid, though? How do you pay that? Like,
okay, it's paid monthly. It'll be the day you start. So today is the 3rd, right? So the $299 would be due to get started, and it's billed on the 3rd of each month.
And that comes with a website for her?
Correct. You'll get a custom Google-compliant website. I'll send you an example in just a second. She's also
okay.
going to be submitted to Google, Bing, Yahoo, Apple, and Meta, which is Facebook and Instagram.
Okay.
We'll make her the owner of all those directories. We're just added on as a manager. That way we can optimize and promote her on those directories. Okay.
Well, okay. So she speaks Spanish. She doesn't speak English, so.
That's fine. All of our technicians are bilingual, so when I set up a client interview, I can set it up for Spanish if that works better, you know?
A client interview? What do you mean?
Okay, so what I'm doing right now is I'm going over the package, right, how it works, et cetera. So once we set up the account, we have to schedule a client interview so they can go over, like, keyword phrases, color scheme of her website, the social media
ads. Yeah,
but
I'm gonna handle all that for her. Like, everything is
okay.
actually under my name.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, we can do it in English or Spanish.
Yeah, when she does, we can do it both, or like we could do it in Spanish, but she can be there. But I'm gonna in the beginning because I'm saying she's learning English now. But like I said, everything has to go through me. But we're gonna have a separate number for her company. Right now, it's going the number you called. That's my contracting number.
Right. I told you about that.
Right. I'm gonna go ahead and open another number for her. But I'm still gonna answer it until she answers. You know, until she learns English.
Got you. Makes sense. Okay.
Anything I like all the color schemes, I can go through her. But I'll be the one doing the decision making, and I'll be using my card, my money to take care of everything.
Okay, awesome. What I was going to tell you too on the phone number, we do have, and it's optional. We have call tracking numbers where we could set it up for the business where it would forward to your phone. So it would be a different number, but it would go to the same phone if you wanted to do it that way.
And how does that work?
Okay. So, like the number we called off of right now is a 757 number, right? But our company's 877-635-6225. Like, I'll send that to you in a second. Okay?
Okay.
It's a voice over internet number. So we could do the same thing for you, where what will happen is the client calls the number and it forwards over to your phone. So it's like you're getting a regular call, right? But they're calling the business line for Lily Cleaning and Painting.
Okay. And how would I know it's a customer calling through it? What number would it
It'll come through as a splash call. So it'll say splash call on it because we're local splash, right? And then it'll have the client's actual number. Now, we do give you an app with it too. And from the app, you can actually text from your business line as well if you wanted or needed to, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. So let me hit these timelines with you too, okay? So day one at sign up, we're going to give you access to a client dashboard. Okay, it's basically a tracking and reporting system. That way you can see everything we're doing from one convenient location. Okay, that's
and
where...
On her website, it'll be under like, you know, commercial cleaning, painting, and all that stuff like that?
Correct. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let me send you a sample real quick. Give me 1 second here.
Okay.
Here. I'll send you a few right now. I'll send you a painting and a cleaner one. But we'll customize it for exactly how you guys want it to look.
Also, I need you guys to put down drywall installation too.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. It's a multi-page website, so we'll have separate pages for the different services that she does.
If you set that up like that, having one, like you said, if a customer is looking for drywall, if a customer is looking for cleaning, you know, residential, if they're looking for commercial, if you can set it up like that, and painting as well, they're looking for a painter, and then set it up as well like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so painting, drywall, and you said cleaning too, right?
Right, we also do install flooring too. I want her to do it as well for flooring. Okay. But flooring installation.
Flooring installation. Got it. Yeah, so we'll do separate pages basically on the site. But she'll have 20 keywords total. Okay?
Okay, 20 keywords, right. So we'll do also, like I said, and for hers in the beginning, like I said, because I can handle anything that she takes on. You know what I mean? Because I'm helping her out. My basic concern is make sure she get her business running. But
right.
I said, we're actually, you know, we are together, you know, it's my, no, it's going to be my wife, whatever. But, like, I want her to have her company, too, you know. So I'm going to, if anything comes up for painting, anything comes up for flooring, anything comes up for remodeling, I'll take hers. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that's smart, man. I work with my wife, too. She works at the same company. So that's
right.
Awesome.
It's also to boost my sales, too, you know, to boost mine as well.
Yeah. 100%. So she does like
pay for both.
Yeah. No, 100%, man. So we'll just kind of intertwine them, right? It'll be targeting you for cleaning, right? That's painters, drywall contractors near me, flooring installation, and it's gonna work out perfect too because all the calls are coming to you anyway. So if it's a construction call, bam, you already know. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So day one, you're going to get access to that dashboard, okay? 7 to 10 days from startup, we're going to have your directory submissions done. So you're going to be submitted to Google, Bing, Yahoo, Apple, and Meta, Okay.
Okay. And how do you can you create on that site a link to Mayans as well?
To your website, to the Mayan?
Right.
I wouldn't recommend it. So if you end up having the Mayan website on the other listings, it's gonna hurt the ranking for Lily's Cleaning and Painting. You know?
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
What I can do is like in the website.
I don't want to interrupt it, you know.
Yeah. You could always cross that bridge with them, you know, like if they're calling about flooring, you'd be like, hey, and you'll have separate pages on the Lily's Cleaning and Painting website too. But you could always let them know, hey, go to my Mayan website, you know, like, I'm sure it'll be easy.
Right, I don't even want them to know about Mayan. I don't want them to know about it. I just want them to know about her, you know.
Yeah.
We got her shirts, her company shirts. We got everything for her. So when they do the job, I'm going to have them with, you know, her shirts.
Good.
Yeah.
I need a different address, too, than the Mayan company. So... We can't use the 103 John Ray Circle.
No, you can't use that. No, it's 800 Lombardi Avenue.
Got it. Newport News, right? 23606.
Yes,
I was going to ask you about that one. Okay, perfect. Let me attach that. Okay, 7 to 14 days from sign up, a lot's going to happen. We're going to have the website up and live, okay? Your social media ads are going to be running on Meta. And your Google listing is going to be live and fully optimized. Okay, so that's all done in 7 to 14 days. Okay?
Okay.
Now, for you to rank, Patrick, on the first page of Google for all 20 keyword phrases. Okay, some you're going to see faster than others, but the timeline to rank for all those keywords is going to be 45 to 60 days. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Now, let me verify. Okay, so you do want that call tracking number, right, with the app?
I would like that, yes.
All right, perfect. All right. We're going to have that go to the same phone, right, the 757-775-6436?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. All right. I'm going to shoot you a text right now. This is going to have my direct line and extension on it, okay?
Okay.
When you get a chance, you save that in your phone because I'll be your account lead on it, okay?
Okay.
All right. And let's see. All right. Do you wanna add Lily on as an authorized user?
Yes.
Okay. Let me put her. All right. I'm just gonna put Thompson. Okay. Lily Thompson. And all right. What's the best email address?
And you can put Lily Ramos.
Lily Ramos? Okay, got it.
Lillian Ramos, L-I-L-I-N-A-R-A-M-O-S, Ramos.
Got it. Your last name's Thompson, right? Patrick Thompson?
Yes.
Awesome. All right, and what's the best email address for you, Patrick?
It's the Mayan Contracting at Yahoo.com, MyenContracting at Yahoo.com.
Got it. All right, so we offer Google Workspaces, too. So in the client interview, I'll have them go over that with you. That would be like let's say your website's lilycleaningandpainting.com. They could send you up an email that's like info@lilycleaningandpainting.com, you know?
Okay.
All right. Let me see. And I'm sorry, you said Mayan Contracting at Yahoo? Or was that at Gmail? At Yahoo.
At Yahoo.
Okay.
I have a Gmail, but I don't even use it.
Yeah. I want to send it to what you use. So, all right, here it comes. So this one's going to be titled Google and Facebook Marketing. After I activate your account in a moment here, you're also going to get all your confirmation emails too, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right, so let me shoot this first one to you. All right. Oh, that address to the 800 Lombardi Avenue, do you want that hidden or showing online?
Oh, hidden.
Hidden, that's what I thought. Okay, just making sure. Hide address. Alright. And then service radius, we're able to do 50-mile radius map. Are you guys willing to travel that far, though, for new clients? Or did you want to narrow it down? 50 miles.
Nah, that's too far.
Right. I have you for 20. Is that accurate? Or?
Es lejo, ¿no? 50 miles. Es lejo, ¿no? ¿Tú sabes sí o no? 50 miles, ¿qué? Sí, para más allá, para trabajo. No, it's too far.
Too far? Okay.
Yes.
So how far do you guys want to go?
¿Cuánto? 25 miles? Huh? See, about 25.
25? Okay. Like Hampton, Yorktown, Williamsburg, Newport News, right?
Yes.
All right, 2500.
Yes,
uh-huh. Okay, gotcha, brother. All right, so next step, what I'm going to do is secure billing info. I'm going to read a voice verification to you outlining our service agreement, that everything's month-to-month here, no contracts. And then I'm going to schedule that client interview I've been talking to you about, okay?
Okay.
One second. As far as the billing information goes, it's your name on the card, you said, right?
My company card, yes.
Okay, got it. So is the billing address, is it the 800 Lombardi Avenue?
No, it's the 103.
The 103, that's what I thought. Okay, let me change billing over to that. One sec. All right, perfect. Okay, and the card, is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa card.
All right. Ready for that card number when you are, brother.
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you give me the card number?
Yes, sir. Ready when you are.
Okay. Actually, I think it's a MasterCard.
Okay. Let me change it. It should start with a 5 then.
Yes, 5178.
Okay.
0582.
Oh, hold on. 0582. Okay.
2697.
Okay.
0245.
All right. Expiration?
And what is the charge on it? You said every month?
$299 flat.
Expiration is 0227.
Okay. And the CVC code?
137.
All right. And just to re-verify, billing address is the 103 Jan Ray Circle, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, awesome. All right. So what I'm doing now is coding out the card, assigning the package to your technician, processing the payment, and I'm going to read this voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification, it's going to ask you a few questions or yeah. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you.
Okay.
To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
The Lily's Cleaning and Painting.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Patrick Thompson and Lillian Ramos, owner.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect.
Meaning clients or from you guys?
Oh, from us. Yeah, so, you know, a big part is going to be your involvement with this too, you know, just so we can make sure everything's set up properly. So all we're saying is just be responsive to phone calls and emails from us, you know? If you're busy, like, on a job or something, like, just get back to us as soon as possible, you know?
Okay.
Okay? All right. Okay, in hiring Local Flash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What does that mean? Explain that.
Great question. So I always get questions on this one. So I'm going to repeat it, and then I'll explain it, okay?
Okay.
So it reads like this. In hiring Local Flash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Oh, so I understand. So you asked me. That means if you ask me, I'm using anyone else.
Correct.
Besides you guys.
Correct. Like, we're doing your website, we're doing your Google listing, your social media ads, right? So if you plan on doing anything else, we're not going to, like, tell you no, but we recommend you run it by us just to make sure we're not already doing it for you. It's kind of
right,
for your safety,
you know? I understand.
Yeah. Okay. So, does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. It's weird and weird. You know, I always get questions on it. So going back to
it, like, you know, basically let us know if you plan to use somebody else or if you do. It won't be like conflict of interest or if you guys did it already, you know.
Correct. You know, because we don't, you know, there's a ton of things out there. Like, we don't want you to sign up with us and then you hire some other company to do your Google listing because it's going to actually hurt your ranking, you know. Like, that's why we just recommend you run it by us so we can let you know if we're already doing that for you, you know.
Okay.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is December 3rd, 2024. And the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the platinum package.
What does that mean?
What do you mean?
So you said $299 for the platinum package, and
everything I went over with you—the website, the social media ads, the Google optimization—like you're in at that $299 platinum package. And what I'm going to read in a second is that rate will never go up on you either.
Okay.
Okay. So here, I'll read it again, and then let me know if you have questions on it. Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That's December 3rd, 2024, and the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the platinum package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the third day the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay, perfect. And did that make sense? Do you have any questions for me on that?
No, I'm clear now.
Awesome. I'm going to walk you through your invoice in a second, too, so it'll make perfect sense, you know? All right, so a few more questions for the tech side. They want to know your preference. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or text messages from us?
From you guys?
Yes, sir.
Text messages is fine.
All right, text preferred, perfect. All right, and so I'm adding Lillian as an authorized user. Do you want me to add her phone number on file, too?
That's the phone number of mine. I'm using mine because she you can use the 757.
Okay,
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
I'll be getting another line for her, but right now I just don't want nobody call. I have so many phone calls on my business line, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
I don't want no more on this. But right now, yes, we can do that. But sometime this week, I'll be getting a personalized number for her business, a different line.
Okay, and I'm going to have them set up that call tracking number for you. So here's the cool thing, right? If you get a different phone for her, we can still attach that call tracking to forward to her phone once you have it. That way it doesn't slow down what we're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's fine, yes.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So I'll just put that in the notes here. Okay, and let's see. Okay, so for the client interview, we block off a full hour. Usually the call takes about 30 minutes or so. And what I could do, I could set it up for Spanish, too. If that works better for you guys?
Yeah, we can convert you 100%.
Okay, so the soonest time they have tomorrow, 10 a.m. They have as late as 6 p.m. tomorrow. They have all the slots in between except for the 3 o'clock and, what is this, the 11 o'clock. So what time would work best for you guys tomorrow?
I'm sorry, hold on. Let me look at my schedule. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, take your time, brother.
Okay, tomorrow at 10 o'clock is good.
Tomorrow at 10 o'clock? Perfect. All right. So you're going to get an email calendar invite in just 1 second here. It's going to say local slash on it. CI, that just means client interview, and SP for Spanish. Okay?
Okay.
1 hour before the appointment tomorrow. Okay, so at 9 a.m. You're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know the appointment's coming, okay? And the way this is going to work, they're going to call you from our 877 number, the same number I texted you.
Okay.
As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, which I shouldn't be, it's first thing in the morning for us, I'm going to call first just to introduce you to the technician. If I am on the phone, though, they'll call on their own to make sure we don't miss the appointment. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Let me jump over just a few more notes to you. Currently,
the 877 number?
Yeah, we're going to call from the 877 number. Save that in your phone. That way you know it's
us. Where you just texted me at?
Yeah, the number I just texted you from. Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to save it under your name, you said?
Yeah, you save it under my name or local slash, whatever's better for you, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. But you do want to save it. That way you know it's us when we're calling, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, because I know me, I don't answer 877 numbers, you know?
I don't either.
Yeah.
So is it called Local Splash?
Local Splash, yes, sir. She doesn't currently have a business Facebook, right?
No.
Okay, so we're going to create one for her, and we'll make her the we'll make her the owner, too, of the business page.
Is the company on Facebook or no? No. Okay, yeah, she wants one.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll create one for her. We're going to send her... Does she have a personal page?
Yes.
Okay, so we don't go into her personal page at all. All we're going to do is send her ownership of her business page. And when she accepts it, when she logs into Facebook, she'll be able to toggle from her personal to her business. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yes.
So let me just look up. It's under Lillian Munoz. Is that right? Or?
Ramos.
Ramos. My bad. All right. Let me
get the Ramos. Okay.
Let me check it in Newport News. Yeah, there's like a million Lillian Ramos. So what'll happen is the technician, they'll walk her through how to send her personally. That way they could send her the ownership of her business page, okay? So I'll have them do that in the client interview too. Okay.
Okay.
So let me put yes needed. We'll provide. If you want, I could walk her through on how to pull it up right now.
What I can do is the number you text me, can I text it back?
Yes. Yeah, text that number and it comes to me. Yes, sir.
Okay, what I can do, I'm going to send her the link to her to Facebook.
Yeah, that's all I need. Yes, sir. And to get to the link, all you have to do is you want to end up going to settings and it'll say copy link at the bottom.
Okay, go to settings.
Yeah. So, like, going all the way through it, if you go to your Facebook page and you click the profile, you'll see three little dots next to add to story.
So you say go to settings?
Yeah, go to profile settings, and then at the very bottom, it'll say copy profile link.
Okay. Okay, settings. Okay, right there. Configure it. Okay.
Okay.
Now, go where?
Just, it says copy profile link, so what you'll need to do is copy it and then just paste it into our text thread.
Okay.
If you're doing it on a different phone, it'll show you the link, too. Like, it'll say facebook.com/ and whatever the link is, you know?
Okay. Okay, settings, okay.
All right, let me refresh.
Okay. Preferences, okay. Okay, information with profile.
Are you, do you see it? The profile link? Or?
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm on a profile right now.
Okay.
I'm trying to look underneath your
So, like, on mine, do you see where it says add to story, and then there's, like, three little dots?
Yes.
Click the three little dots.
Okay.
And then if you scroll all the way to the bottom, it'll say copy profile link.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let me start to profile. Copy everything. Okay.
All right. Okay, I'm going to walk you through these emails too. So just let me know, let me know when you're done with that, and then I'll walk you through the emails as well.
And I copy it, and then say to profit. I'll copy it, okay. Okay, my name is telephone. Okay. Poner el teléfono, so, éxito, el masaje, normal, masaje.
¿Un nombre? Sí, normal.
Poner mi nombre. Okay. Soy con... Okay, now cambia tu foto.
Is the business currently licensed and or insured?
Yes.
It is. Awesome. All right. Yes. Just getting all your notes over here, okay? You know? All right. Let me refresh right here. Okay. All right, are you ready? Are you able to pull your emails up right now?
Yes, I can pull my emails, yeah.
Awesome. You're the man. All right, so first email I want you to pull up, it's going to be titled Local Splash Initial Invoice.
So you sent it already to my contact?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Should be from Local Splash Support.
I got it right here.
All right. So when you pull up the initial invoice, fifth line down, you're going to see a blue hyperlink. It'll say, please click here to accept subscription terms. You see that?
This is client dashboard. It says local splash to get you to access your dashboard.
No. Let me see. It does say access your dashboard on there. Are you on the initial invoice?
I heard welcome to local. No, this one is different. Okay, I got that one. Says, but it's saying local. You can log into your account at my that one.
Oh, that's the welcome email. Yeah, that's the welcome email. So that's going to have your username and password on it. That's usually the next email I walk you through.
Okay, this
so
is
to get to that
the
username
Google
and password screen, go to the invoice first.
Okay, this one says, to get to your Google business profile, verify Google needs the below mentioned information to proceed further.
Okay, that's the action needed email. So do me a favor, go to the initial invoice one. And then I'll kind of walk you through.
I have multiple ones, though. Hold on, I got multiple ones.
Okay.
I have hello, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And I have another one. I said hello. That one?
Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Yeah. And then it'll have a blue hyperlink. It'll say, please click here to accept subscription.
Yeah, to see what you, I said, okay, let me see.
No,
please,
you're on a different one.
Let me see. Hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
It says, click here to see what we would do for your business.
No, you're on the email for me now. Okay, so it's going to be from Local Splash Support. It'll be titled Initial Invoice.
All right, Initial Invoice, okay. All right, I got that.
Okay, fifth line down, you're going to see a blue hyperlink. It'll say, please click here.
Okay, I clicked
it. Okay, awesome. When you click it, it's going to take you to a screen that says Local Splash Terms of Experience, okay?
I agree to receive SMS messages.
Yeah. But this is everything you're paying for in writing, okay? So it's everything I went over with you. You can take your time to review it. But at the bottom, after you have reviewed everything, it's going to have you check those boxes to agree to receive text messages and certify you're an authorized user on the card. And then it's going to have you type your name in and hit confirm. After you do that, it takes you to a username and password screen. That's for your tracking and reporting system.
Okay.
Let me know if you have any questions on there too, bro.
So that username, I just use my telephone number?
It's going to be your phone number, so 757-775-6436.
Okay, and the password will be?
Password, all lowercase letters, all one word, be found. So B like boy, E like echo, found. FOUND.
Okay.
Okay, just let me know if that login works to get in.
So B as in Bravo?
B as in Bravo, E as in echo, F as in
Foxtrot.
Felix. Foxtrot, yep. O as in Oscar. U is in under, N is in Nancy, D is in Delta.
Okay.
So B found. All lowercase letters, all one word.
Okay. I'm in.
You're in, my man. All right. So it should say check back in 2 to 3 days. We're working on your account.
Yeah.
Basically,
yes.
After the client interview, okay, we're gonna have everything filled in on here. But what you can't get a jump on, so go ahead and click the X on that box. Okay?
Okay.
And on the left-hand side, you should see business info. Go ahead and click that.
On the left-hand side where?
Left-hand side, it'll be kind of in the middle. It should say business info in big blue letters.
Yeah, but I see that.
Yeah, go ahead and click that.
Okay.
When you click it, okay, it's
going
to take you to all your info. Like, you'll see it's blank right now. You don't have the keyword in, the content, et cetera. But if you scroll to the bottom, okay, you're going to see media, okay? This is important. This is where you'll be able to attach your photos, your videos. Do you have a logo yet for the business?
Yes, you have a logo, yes, for her, yes.
Okay, that's where you'll attach the logo to, okay, where it says media, okay? Now, very important, in that media section, those are photos that we're going to use for all your listings, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, below media, you're going to see business documents. Do you see that?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. If you click the plus, okay, it's going to bring down a drop down. Now, let me explain this, okay? These are not photos you use on your website and your listing. These are photos that we use for what's called an advanced verification through Google because it gets you higher, faster placement. Now, you may not have everything on there, right? So anything you do have, you want to submit it. Anything you don't, just skip it. So, for example, if there's not a business utility bill, skip it. If you don't have your signage done yet, skip it. You know what I'm saying? Anything you have, submit it. Anything you don't worry about it. Just skip it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, I want to show you how to always get back to this page, too, okay? So do me a favor, go back to your emails and go to the email that says welcome to Local Flash.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So, welcome to Local Splash. You know, it says yada, yada, yada. You know, if you scroll down a little bit, you're going to see your credentials, your username, your password, and the link to be able to log in.
Right.
Okay. Now, we have an app for this, too. So, after your client interview, they'll get you set up with the app. And remember, you can text from your business line, too, from that app.
Okay.
So, it's really important, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now I want to take you to go to the email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification.
Let's see. Okay.
Okay, so this email is going to explain those business documents. It asks for tools and equipment, work vehicle, yada, yada, yada. Again, this is for an advanced verification through Google. To attach those, if you click on that link that says client dashboard, it's going to take you right back to the business information part.
Okay.
So when you sign up with us, you get all these emails. So I always like to prioritize it, okay? The main priority that you guys want to do is get your like photos and your logo in there under media so we can use those for the listing. And then secondly, you want to attach your business documents. That way we can shoot that to Google to get you guys faster placement. Okay?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Any questions for me on any of that?
No, that's all for now. Thank you.
All right. If you ever do have questions, okay, don't hesitate to call me. Anytime you call, if I'm on the phone with another client, I'll always call you back right after I'm off the phone with them. Yeah, I'm real big on
it.
Okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Your client interview, too, is set for 10 a.m. tomorrow, so look out for that call from our 877 number. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, congratulations, brother. You guys are going to love this, man. I look forward to working with you on this.
All right, appreciate it.
All right. You have a great rest of your day. Talk to you tomorrow. You're welcome. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.